星期二晚上的查经聚会，我们已经查考了以斯拉记跟尼希米记。
And in our Tuesday night Bible study, we have studied the book of Ezra and Nehemiah.
那谈到这两本书，我们就一定会去想到哈，就是他们回耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
When we talk about these two books, we'll think about how the Israelites went back to Jerusalem and they rebuilt the temple.
那想到圣殿，我们就会想到在圣殿里头来服事的这些祭司、利未人。
And when we think about the temple, we think about the Levites who serve in the temple.
啊，这些都是在以色列历史当中啊敬拜神的活动里头啊必须要有的人物。
And the Levites are essential characters in terms of worshiping God.
所以在这两本书里头也常常会提到祭司这样的字眼。
And so in these two books, it will often mention the word priest.
我们请来看希伯来书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书九章第十节，在新约圣经320页，希伯来书九章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 10. They are only a matter of food and drink and various ceremonial washings, external regulations applying until the time of the new order.
这里说主耶稣来了之后，在旧约里头很多的这些条例规矩啊，就不用再去啊，不用再去施行。
And here it mentions that after the Lord Jesus Christ came, then a lot of the rules and ceremonial things and external regulations applying to the Old Testament, we no longer need to observe.
但是这些条例呢，却仍然在这一本圣经里头。
But these regulations are still recorded in the Bible.
那当然，这里头也包括着有关祭司的一些条例。
And also, these rules and regulations also include those that observed by the priests and the Levites.
那为什么今天我们不再去执行？那为什么还要记载在圣经里头呢？
And since we no longer need to observe them, how come it is still need to be recorded in the Bible?
我们请看第十章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 1. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship.
这里说到说律法是将来美事的影儿。
It says that the law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming.
这个美事主要就指着主耶稣所带来的救赎的恩典。
Good things referring to the Lord Jesus Christ and the grace that he brought.
这个美事就指着我们所处的新约的时代。
And the good things also referring to this time in the time of the New Testament.
那旧约的这些律法跟今天的美好，它是有关系的。
And so the law in the time of the Old Testament is related to the New Testament time.
这里说律法是将来美事的影儿。
Because it is the shadow of the good things that are coming.
我们从这个旧约的律法我们来明白来更加明白这个新约的美好。
And from the laws and regulations in the Old Testament, we can further know and understand the goodness or the wonderfulness of the New Testament.
今天我们不再需要旧约圣经里头的那一种祭司。
Today we no longer need priests in the sense of the Old Testament.
那但是呢，今天我们每一个人都是祭司。
But today, every one of us is a priest.
所以彼得在彼得前书第二章第九节说，我们都是被拣选的要来成为这个有尊贵的祭司。
And therefore, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says that we are all being chosen. We are a holy priesthood.
那所以，当我们在看旧约圣经有关祭司的记载
，So when we are reading the Old Testament about the priests,
那常常我们的解释的方法就是用他的灵意 来做解释。
A lot of time we'll explain that in terms of their spiritual meanings.
啊，或者呢，啊，用意表来做解释。
Or we make them as a prefiguration.
哦，那这样子能够帮助我们知道我们今天应该怎么做。
So it will tell us what we should do nowadays.
那有关祭司的条例哦，记载在利未记的第八章。
So all the rules and regulation regarding priests, priesthood is recorded in the book of Leviticus chapter 8.
在利未记第八章里头呢，有两个句子重复的出现很多次。
In Leviticus chapter 8, there are words that keep on repeating.
利未记第八章第九节。
Leviticus chapter 8, verse 9.
最后说都是照着主所吩咐摩西的。
It says, as the Lord commanded Moses.
都照着神所吩咐的来做。
So they did according to what the Lord commanded them.
那另外一个常常出现的字眼，在这个第八章的第十节。
And another verse that keep on repeating in chapter 8 is in verse 10.
这个摩西用膏油抹帐幕和其中所有的，使他成圣。
And then Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the tabernacles and everything in it and so consecrated them.
这个 consecrate, 成圣这个字眼也是在第八章里头多次的出现。
And so this word consecrate also appears many times in chapter 8.
所以照着神的吩咐来做一些事情。
So they did according to what the Lord commanded them.
目的就是要让他成圣。
The purpose is to consecrate them.
这个是在第八章里头的重复出现的字眼所以它就是重点。
And because these words keep on repeating in chapter 8, so this is actually the main point of chapter 8.
同样的，今天我们也要照神的吩咐来做，而让我们成圣。
And so on the same token, nowadays we need to do as the Lord commanded us so that we can be consecrated.
那这个成圣跟得永生有直接的关系。
And so to consecrate ourselves has a direct relationship with how we are being saved.
请看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章二十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 22. Verse 22, but now that you have said you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life.
这里讲到这个 holiness, 那有的翻译本也是成圣这样的字眼，那所带来的结局就是永生。
And so this word holiness in other translation, they would, might say being consecrated. So the result of this is eternal life.
那当然这个成圣首先是需要主耶稣宝血救赎的恩典。
And so to be holy, first we need the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一个接受赦罪洗礼的人，他被称为是圣徒。
And so for one who was being baptized by and being washed by the precious blood of Jesus, then you can call him a saint.
那另一个层面就是在生活当中要追求过着那一种成圣的生活。
And from another perspective, this person should pursue a holy or a godly life.
所以我们来看对祭司的这些条例，我们怎么应用到我们今天的生活里头。
So let us look at how these rules and regulations regarding priesthood, how we can apply this in our life nowadays.
请看回利未记第八章第三节。
Let us turn back to the book of Leviticus chapter 8 verse 3. Leviticus chapter 8 verse 3. And gather the entire assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting.
要按例祭司的时候，要把这个会众 召祭到这个会幕的门口。
When they're about to ordain a priest, they have to gather the entire assembly at the entrance.
在众人的见证之下，他们成为祭司。
So under the witnesses of the multitude, that they will be ordained as a priest.
被大家所认定的，而且是要受到大家的尊重。
And so they will be recognized by everyone and respected by everyone.
今天我们也是一样，是被主耶稣所承认的，所认定的。
And on the same token today, we are all have been acknowledged by the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have been consecrated by him.
就是在我们受洗的时候。
That is, and he did that when we were being baptized.
当主耶稣给我们做了，首先做了榜样。
And the Lord Jesus Christ himself has set an example for us.
主耶稣受施洗约翰的洗，他从水里上来。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ went through baptism from John the Baptist, and he got out of the water.
有圣灵降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
From heaven, there were this voice that said, "This is my beloved son, whom I am pleased."
这是被认定的神的爱子。
So he was acknowledged as the beloved son of God.
今天同样的，我们受洗从水里上来，我们成为神的爱子。
And for us today, after we baptized, when we got up of the water, we have become the beloved children of God.
那神也将圣灵要赐给我们。
And God also promised to give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵跟我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit and our heart will witness for us that we are the son of God, the children of God.
再请看利未记第八章第六节。
Let us also read Leviticus chapter 8, verse 6. Verse 6, then Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water.
在这里，这个用水洗这些要当祭司的人。
And here they're using water to wash the people who are about to be ordained as priests.
今天我们也是要也是对我们今天来讲，这里头有属灵的意思，我们也是要被洗。
And to us, this carries spiritual meaning. So today, we also need to be washed.
第一个，我们接受赦罪的洗礼。
First, we need to go through the baptisms to atone for our sins.
那第二个我们让道理圣经神的道理来洗涤我们。
And secondly, we need to purify our heart or wash ourselves with the words of God, with the truth that we heard.
在诗篇119篇第九节这样子讲。
In Psalm 119, verse 19, it says,
第九节,
verse 9, it says,
说少年人如何洁净自己呢?
How can a young man cleanse himself?
就是靠着神的话。
That is through the words of God.
所以领受神的话会帮助我们在神面前成为圣洁。
So hearing the word of God can help us consecrate ourselves in front of God.
第三个，在生活当中神所安排的一些试炼也可以帮助我们成为圣洁。
And thirdly, through the trials that God gave us in our life, it can also help us to consecrate ourselves.
让我们对神的信心会更加的完全。
And that our faith towards God can be made perfect.
所以在信仰生活里头我们学习神的话语，我们也要有一些的这个经历。
And so in our journey of faith, we learn the words of God, and we also need to experience it.
好，再来这个利未记八章的七节到九节就提到说把祭司所穿的衣服来穿上。
And in Leviticus chapter 8 verse 7 to 9, it says that they would clothe themselves with the garments for priests.
那有关祭司的衣服在出埃及记28章记载的更详细。
And so regarding their garments in Exodus chapter 28, it recorded in more detail.
那这个穿在外面的这个衣服是可以 很容易很清楚的看得见的。
And so the cloth that they put, it was very, it was very noticeable outwardly.
哦，所以那个在第六啊、第六节用水洗身子，啊、哦，那洗了之后呢，应该就有那个外在的表现。
And so after they're being washed in chapter 6, then it, after that, then they should have some kind of manifestation.
哦，那祭司就是穿上那个祭司的袍子。
And so for the priest, they will put on the clothing for a priest.
哦，今天我们说我们受了洗。
And today we say that we are all being baptized.
哦，今天说我们学习了神的道理。
And we said that we have studied the words of God.
哦，今天说我们说我们忍受了生活当中的试炼。
And we said that we have went through trials in our life.
哦，那我们应该就有这个袍子穿在身上。
So we so naturally we should have put on this clothes.
哦，让人可以看到我们所结出来的果子。
So that people may see the fruit that we yielded.
哦，就好像这个祭司的袍子啊，是很这个很明显的。
Just as this very noticeable robe that the priest have put on.
哦，我们要做好树，结好果子。
We need to be a good tree and bear good fruits. 啊、
再来十节到十二节，啊，就讲到摩西啊，要对这些器具啊，跟这个祭司呢，他们啊，要给他们用油来膏他们。
And so from verses 10 to 12, it talks about how Moses have took these vessels and anoint and he need to anoint them along with the priest.
哦，所以在这个十二这个啊、十节到十二节呢，就反复的提到说使他成圣。
And so in verses 10 to 12, it repeatedly said to consecrate them.
哦，所以什么能够帮助我们来成圣
？So what can consecrate us？
哦，来帮助我们过圣洁的生活。
What can help us lead a godly life？
哦，就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit。
哦，我们需要圣灵来帮助我们，我们才能够过着圣洁成圣的生活。
We need the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can lead a godly life。
哦，所以圣灵是普遍性的恩赐。
And so, the Holy Spirit is a gift for everyone.
哦，是因为每一个人都需要。
Because everyone need it.
哦，因为每一个人都需要过着圣洁的生活。
Because everyone need to have a godly life.
哦，因为成圣才能够享有永生。
Because only when we are consecrated, when we are holy, that we can, enjoy eternal life.
哦，所以圣灵是从神来的一个普遍性的恩赐。
And so the Holy Spirit is a gift that is common for everyone, a promise for everyone.
哦，所以只要相信、认真的求，一定会求到圣灵。
So if you believe and if you ask for it earnestly, then you shall receive the promise Holy Spirit.
哦，因为圣灵不但是将来承受天国的凭据，也是在今天要帮助我们来过成圣的生活。
Because the Holy Spirit is not only a seal that we guarantee our inheritance in heaven, but it is also a mean that can help us lead a godly life.
哦，所以领受圣灵不是只是得到一个证据而已。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is not just receiving a seal.
哦，还有一个很重要的，就是要让圣灵在我们的生活当中来带领我们，来帮助我们。
But what's most important is to have the Holy Spirit lead us and guide us in our life.
哦，所以我们要常常提醒自己，我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
So we often have to remind ourselves to be submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
好，那在利未记八章十四节一直到啊这个二十一节，也提到要为这些要当祭司的人来献上这个赎罪祭。
And so from chapter 8, verses 14 to 21, it's also said that they need to have a sin offering for these people who are about to be ordained.
哦，就是把那个祭牲啊，整个啊，全部这个焚烧来献上。
And there is, they were to burn all the animals that were offered.
哦，所以我们新约的祭司，我们也是要努力的来过着一个得神喜悦的生活。
So as the priests of the New Testament, we also need to lead a life that is pleasing to God.
哦，当时他们献这个燔祭的一个功用之一就是得神的喜悦。
And one of the purpose of offering the sin of
the
burnt offering is to actually gain favor in the eyes of God.
哦，所以今天我们同样的，我们要努力的来得着神的喜悦。
So today we also need to strive to gain favor in the eyes of God.
哦，所以我们要除掉我们生活当中的一些神所不喜悦的缺点。
So we need to get rid of our weaknesses that is not pleasing to God.
哦，我们请参考路加福音第六章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke chapter 6.
Luke 加福音六章四十二节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 24.
42节。
Verse 42.
路加福音六章四十二节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 42. How can you say to your brother, Brother, let me take the speck out of your eyes, when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
我们很容易把别人要完全的献上。
It was very easy for us to offer others as a perfect thing.
因为我们很容易的去挑出别人一点点的错误毛病。
Because it was very easy for us to identify even the smallest weaknesses or shortcoming of others.
别人是祭司，我们也是祭司。
Other people are priests, but we are also priests.
所以我们要常常看看自己。
So we need to look at ourselves.
我们有些什么缺点，我们有什么不好的个性，我们要去求主耶稣帮助我们去改过。
We have any shortcoming, any weaknesses, any bad habits, we need to ask the Lord to help us and we need to get rid of them.
那这个燔祭啊，就是整个来献上。
And the burnt offering, they actually offer everything.
所以在我们的生活当中，我们对神总是全心全意的。
And so in our life, when we worship God, we need to go wholeheartedly.
我们为了神的事情，我们总是要很甘心的，很乐意的。
For the matter of God, we all always have to be very willing and do it out of a willing heart.
分别被神来用。
And we need to set ourselves apart to be a vessel of God.
我们请看利未记第八章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章二十三节。
Verse 23, Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear and on the thumb of his right hand and on the big toe of his right foot.
在这里有一个很特别的一个动作。
This is a very special action that Moses did.
就是用羊的血来涂在身上的三个地方。
And he took the blood of the ram and put it in three places on Aaron's body.
那这在提醒。尤其在生活当中有 三件事情我们要分别应当分别出来被神来用。
And this tells us that there are three things in our life that we need to set apart to be used only by God.
这里说那个羊的血要抹在亚伦的右耳垂上。
It says that here Moses put the blood of the ram in the lobe of Aaron's right ear.
我们这耳朵啊要常常分别出来。
We need to set aside our ears.
今天有很多的声音。
Today there's a lot of voices around us.
那今天我们要常常把我们的耳朵分别出来，来听神的声音。
We need to set aside our ears only to listen to the voice of God.
常常来听神的教导，神的命令。
We need to often come to listen to His teaching and also His commands.
我们常常一读圣经的时候也用心用我们的心里的耳朵去听神的教导。
And when we are reading the Bible or listening to the teaching of the Bible, we need to use our spiritual ears to only hear the words of God.
我们来到教会不但是要向神祷告敬拜。
And when we come to the church, we not only come to praise God and worship Him.
哦，我们不但跟弟兄姐妹团契。
We are also having fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
哦，我们的耳朵也更是要分别出来，来听神、听神的、听神的。
But furthermore, we need to set aside our ears to listen to the messages from God.
哦，无论谁讲道，
no matter who it is that is speaking that day.
哦，只要我们把耳朵分别出来，
as long as we set aside our ears.
哦，在圣灵的运行感动里头，我们一定能够听见，啊，听见这个神的信息。
Under the movement and the work of the Holy Spirit, for sure we will hear the message from God.
哦。问题不在谁讲道，问题在我们有没有把耳朵分别出来。
The key point is not on who is speaking, but the key point is actually whether or not we set aside our ears to listen.
这个利未记八章二十三节又提到要把羊的血涂在他右手的大拇指上。
And Leviticus chapter 8 verse 23 also say that Moses had put the blood of the ram on Aaron's right hand thumbs.
啊，这个有这个大拇指啊，我们的手，哦，我们手才可以做很多事情。
And with thumbs, our hands are able to do a lot of things.
哦，那我们的手要分别出来。
And we need to also set aside our hands.
哦，对神要我们做的事情，我们要很尽力、很努力的去做。
And towards the things that God wants us to do, we need to do it wholeheartedly and put all effort.
为什么这些古圣徒他们能够得到神的喜悦？
Why is it that these saints in the past they all have gained favor in the eyes of God?
不一定他们做了所谓很大的事情。
It's not necessarily because they have did great things.
是因为他们尽力去做了。
But it's because they have did their best.
他们的右手的大拇指好像涂上了血，分别出来了。
The thumb of their right hand have been put the blood of ram, and they have set aside their hand.
哦，常常只要我们尽了我们的本分，尽了我们的力量。
A lot of time when we did our best, when we put all effort in it.
哦，在人来看，并不是做很大的事情。
In man's perspective, it might not be a great thing.
哦，但是神喜悦。
But yet God was pleased.
哦，甚至神能够让你做的小小的事情有很大的功效。
And God can make that very little small thing that you did to have a great effect.
在这个八章二十三节又提到说，把那个羊血也涂在右脚的大拇指上。
Chapter 8 verse 23 also mentioned that the blood was put on the big toe of his right foot.
这告诉我们，我们的脚也要分别出来。
It also tells us that we need to set aside our feet.
我们要走在主的道路上面。
We need to walk on God's way.
我们不但听了，我们要去做，要去行出来。
After we have listened to his word, we need to walk the walk and we need to apply it in our life.
走在主的道路上面，我们所尽的力量才会蒙喜悦。
And when we are walking on the path of God, then whatever effort that we put in will be pleasing to God.
如果不是走在主的路上，虽然很努力，但是对神来看，只是 busy body。不得他的喜悦。
But if you are not walking on the path of God, even though you put in all efforts and do a lot of things, but God will not be pleased in them.
有时候我们真的会有这样的盲点。
Sometimes we have this kind of sometimes we're just blindly doing things.
我们好像真的很热心的，很努力的在为神做些什么。
It seems like we have put all effort and we are very diligent in doing things for God.
但是在做的当中，我们怎么好像没有喜乐，甚至没有平安。
But while doing it, we don't feel joy and we don't have peace.
很多的时候其实是我们并没有走在这个神的道路上面。
A lot of time is because we're not walking on the path of God.
我们并没有去知道神的旨意，走在神的旨意里头。
We do not know what God's will is, and we are not doing God's will.
我们很努力，但是我们是照着自己的意思在做。
We put in all effort, but yet we are doing things according to our own ways.
所以 这个祭司他们特别啊要把这几个部分分别出来。
And so, the priests, they especially set aside this part of their body.
好，我们再看利未记第八章。利未记八章三十三节。
Let us also turn to Leviticus chapter 8, verse 33. Do not leave the entrance to the tent of meeting for 7 days until the days of your ordination are completed, for your ordination will last 7 days.
他们一开始要承接这个祭司的职分啊，他们必须要有七天不离开会幕。
And so for them to be ordained as a priest, they need to stay in the tent of meeting for 7 days.
经过了这七天，然后他们才开始被按例来执行祭司的工作。
And after these 7 days, then they will be ordained as priests, and they will serve as priests.
这七天是一个完全数。
And seven is a perfect number.
在这七天里头，他们不离开会幕。
In these 7 days, they are not allowed to leave the tent of meeting.
他们很专心的在神的面前。
They need to focus themselves in front of God.
那今天我们也是要努力的、专心的在神的面前。
And today, when we come in front of God, we need to also fix our eyes on Him.
不管我们是不是这个前十间的这个圣工人员。
And it doesn't matter if we are not a full-time minister or full-time workers.
要紧的是我们的心是专心向神。
What's most important is that with all heart, we focus on God.
我们能够很专心的归向神，这是我们的本分啊，这也是一种恩典。
When we can wholeheartedly focus on God, this is the duty that we need to do, and this is also the greatest blessing.
我们常常看到一个能够很专心归向神的人是很让人羡慕的。
And we often admire those people who are really have this ability to focus wholeheartedly towards God.
因为他能够跟那个我们肉眼所看不见的神是那么的亲近。
Because they have such a close relationship with God who is invisible to our naked eye.
那这也是神对我们每一个人的要求。
This is also God's expectation out of us.
请看箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23 verse 26. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep to my ways.
这个是一个呼求一个提醒将你的心我儿啊，将你的心归我。
This is a plea. So this person is asking the son to give her heart.
这样才会有接下来我们的眼目呢，也喜爱神的道路。
And so next, it will let our eyes to keep on God's way.
所以我们看到每一件事情，它都互相有关联的。
And so you see that everything is related to one another.
走在神的道路上面，我们的努力才会得神的喜悦。
When we are walking on the way of God, then our efforts will be pleasing to God.
那我们要能够走在神的道路上面，我们的心要先归向神。
But before we can walk on the way of God, first our heart needs to be towards God.
所以当时对祭司就先给他们一个训练。
And so to the priest to be at the time, they first have to go through this training.
一开始的七天他们不离开会幕。
And the first 7 days, they are not allowed to leave the tent.
所以信仰道路上面的一些事情啊，一开始的时候也是需要训练。
And so in terms of the teaching of our faith, in the beginning, we also need training.
这个所谓的训练呢，就是别人或者我们自己对我们有所要求。
And so this training is it's something that's expected from others or also from ourselves.
那一开始是用要求的。
At first, we were asked to do these things.
我们必须这样子做。
And we must do it.
就比如说，我们要求自己， 我每一天必须要读一章圣经。
For example, we ask ourselves that every day I will read one chapter of the Bible.
我每一天必须要思考一下，默想一下，这个跟这一个这一章圣经有关的一个问题。
And every day I will think and meditate on one question that's related to this Bible passage.
这就是对自己的要求，这就是一种训练。
And that is one thing that you ask of yourself, and this is one kind, a type of training.
那渐渐的，我们的心就归向神，跟神越亲近。
And so gradually, our heart will get closer to God, and we have a deeper relationship with Him.
那再来呢，这个就不是一种对自己的要求，这变成我们生活的一部分。
And next, this is no longer an expectation for ourselves, but it become a part of our life.
那如果这些好的这些事情成为我们生活的一部分，那么我们的侍奉就更加的美好。
If we can make all these good things as a part of our life, then our service to God will become better.
那一种亲近神、有在灵修的侍奉，是最美的侍奉。
And a service with spiritual cultivation, with a good relationship with God, is the best service.
我们的侍奉很怕的就是这个没有亲近神，没有灵修。
And in our service, what we are afraid of is that we don't have spiritual cultivation and we don't draw closer to God.
所以对祭司的要求，就是要让他们照着神所吩咐的去做，然后能够成圣。
And so the requirements or the expectation for the priests is that they can do what God commanded them to do and to consecrate themselves.
所以今天我们也是一样，要来追求达到成圣的那个要求。
So it is the same for us today. We need ask ourselves to get to that level of being consecrated.
就是达到过着不犯罪的生活。
That is to lead a life without sin.
请看约翰一书。
Let us turn to First John.
约翰一书里头呢，多次的提到不要犯罪。
First John repeatedly tell us not to sin.
那约翰一书里头我们也看到这个约翰是一个爱的使徒。
And we know that John is an apostle of love.
那在强调爱的当中呢，也强调着不要犯罪。
And while he emphasizes on love, he also emphasizes on not sinning.
我们能够过着不犯罪的生活。
That we should lead a life without sin.
那这样这个爱是完全的。
Then in that case, the love is perfect.
爱不是这个纵容自己。
Love is not indulging ourselves.
爱不是纵容别人。
Love is not indulging others.
爱是要让我们过着不犯罪的生活。
Love is so that we can lead a life without sin.
约翰一书第二章第一节。
First John chapter 2, verse 1.
约翰说，我小子们啊，我将这个话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin.
再看第三章第六节。
Chapter 3, verse 6.
第六节说，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
No one who lives in him keeps on sinning.
这个中文说不犯罪，我们会说这不可能。
And when we say not sinning, we might say it's impossible.
那英文的翻译就比较符合实际，不继续的，不停的犯罪。
And so the English translation is actually better because it says we don't keep on sinning.
再看第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
凡从神生的就不犯罪。
No one who is born of God will continue to sin.
所以神给我们一个灵修的过程。
So God gives us this progressiveness in our spiritual cultivation.
在这个过程当中，有时候还会软弱了，再犯错了。
And in the process, maybe we will become weak and we make mistakes and sin.
但是靠着神的恩惠、神的帮助，我们会渐渐的达到过着不犯罪的生活。
But through the grace and the help of God, gradually we can lead a life that is without sin.
再请看约翰一书五章十八节。
Let us also turn to 1 John chapter 5, verse 18.
这里说我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪。
We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin.
所以什么叫做达到成圣？
So what does it mean to reach that level of being consecrated?
就是我们能够过着不犯罪的生活。
That is for us to be able to lead a life without sin.
神很怜悯我们。
God have mercy on us.
是给我们一个过程来达到。
He gave us this process so that we may achieve this.
当我们能够过着不犯罪的生活。
When we can live a life that is without sin,
那我们就能够胜过这个胜过试探。
Then we can overcome trials, overcome temptations.
在生活当中，我们也能够超越了生活里头所遭遇到的这种所谓的不幸或者困苦。
And in our life, we will also be able to overcome all the sufferings and all the difficulties.
在人在生活当中一定会遭遇到一些我们所不要的，我们所不喜欢的。
In our life, we'll encounter something that we do not want or we do not wish.
但是当一个人达到成圣的地步，
But when one have achieved this holiness,
他能够超越这些。
He will be able to overcome all of this.
所以就在这个信仰上有长进，而且得到建立。
So in his faith, he had grow and he had built up his faith.
最后我们请看路加福音第一章。
Lastly, let us turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十四节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 74. 74, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear. 75, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days.
这里说我们可以没有害怕的，没有恐惧的来侍奉神。
It says that we can serve God without fear.
因为我们已经成圣了，我们有圣洁，有公义。
Because we have been holy and we have righteousness.
所以查考这个祭司给我们很好的这种提醒。
So by studying the priest, it gave us very good reminders.
如果我们来追求达到成圣的地步
，If we pursue after a holy life.
那么我们的侍奉是神所看重所喜悦的。
Then our service will be pleasing to God.
我们不用去比说谁做的事情比较重要或者比较大。
We should not compare to others and try to figure out who did more important things or greater things.
要紧的是在我们的侍奉当中我们是不是有圣洁有公义。
What is most important is that we should always try to ask ourselves whether in our servitude do we have holiness and righteousness.
如果我们是有圣洁有公义一杯凉水神也会纪念。
If we have holiness and righteousness, even a cup of cold water, God will remember you.
为这位伟大爱我们的神来工作这是很荣耀的事情很喜乐的事情。
It's a joyous and glorious thing to be able to work for this God who is so great.
但是我们要很慎重。
But yet, we need to be serious.
我们要像这些祭司一样照着神的吩咐来让自己成圣。
We need to act like the priest that we need to do as he commanded us to do and to consecrate ourselves.
唱诗118首。
Let us sing hymn 118.